During the Klondike Gold Rush, prospectors carved 1,500 individual steps into the mountain ice in Skagway, Alaska. They called it the Golden Staircase, and every day men, women from around the world climbed it, lugging a year's worth of supplies by foot. They fought through avalanches, blizzards, and wolves for a chance to strike it rich and change their lives forever. But what they went through is nothing compared to what our triune God endured to pursue what he valued most, the salvation of humanity. Our Creator entered our world and endured the pain and hardship of a human life. He was betrayed by friends, suffered an excruciating death, and rose again to bring us back into communion with our Father. But he did all these things with joy. See how the author of Hebrews reminds us of that. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. Christ was able to undertake the work of salvation with that joy because he knew why he was doing it, so that by his death, all of humanity could partake in his resurrection life. Paul writes, "For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive." Those men and women who risked their lives on the Golden Staircase so long ago did it for what they thought was most valuable, gold. And when they found it, they'd shout out, "Eureka!" Our Lord overcame evil itself, joyfully enduring all suffering until our redemption was accomplished. And he did it all so that we could partake in his redeemed humanity. Realizing that makes me want to shout another Greek word, tetelestai, it is finished, because I know that our salvation is assured in Christ, and that's more valuable than any old Klondike gold. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.